on the bus.
But they're all in the same
order
anyway.
They all look
anyway.
A bit different anyway.
So you know which one your bus is.
Yeah.
Really quick.
And you'll also be told what stop that you can get on when you get your bus pass, so you'll know. And then when you do your induction day in September, the buses will be running then, so you can start to get used to the where you get the bus from and where it brings you to without the other students, and then the other students will start on Monday with you as well.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Do you want to shout it out, Vanessa?
Which day do you start secondary?
So which day do you start school, back at school?
So your first day will be on Friday the 4th of September. So that will be an induction day just for you, just for year seven. The girls behind me and the rest of the school won't be starting back until the Monday. Okay, so your induction day is going to be on the Friday. Usually it would be in July normally, but unfortunately we can't do it this so at the moment. But yeah, so your first day will now be in September. Okay.
How many school trips do you get?
Ooh, good question. School trips. Can we remember in year seven?
No.
Remember Castle?
Yes. Barcelona.
Yeah.
Paris. It's not Barcelona.
Seville.
They're at the very end, though.
Seville
July.
Or Paris.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can.
A trip every year.
Yep.
But that's not good.
Year 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And the 6th. Yeah. Well, that's so cool.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the foreign trip. So there's Seville or Paris at the end of year seven. And then there's also the ski trip, which goes every 2 years. So you can go on that. There's also quite a lot of history trips. So there's Belgium, Berlin, any other history?
Trips.
Yeah, then there's like little
Castle.
Trips that you go
Newquay,
to.
Newquay, Edinburgh.
Yeah, London. Yeah, so that, what was that, sorry?
Will the year 7 camp be on this year?
Well, that's not one. No, not in the same way it has been in previous years. So what we're going to do is we're still going to do some team building activities and activities outside of lessons, but we won't be sleeping over. Okay, so it will be a slightly different version of what you might have heard. If you've got brothers and sisters who have done it before, it might be slightly different to what they've done, but we will still do some really like fun activities and getting to know your tutor group really well. All right?
Yeah, I had to go to the camp with an egg on my head. Are girls allowed to wear trousers?
Yes.
It's better to wear trousers because the teachers are really tricky about your skirts.
Bossy.
Like really fussy about your skirts. Wear trousers.
Trousers are comfy.
Ask for different nets to get pockets.
But if you have a skirt, just make sure it's the right length.
Yeah, so with skirts, you might not know this, girls, but they are introducing three new skirts. So there's three different types of skirts. You have to buy them from Wovina, and they've got the badge on them. So yeah, with girls, you can either wear skirts, shorts, or trousers. So it depends what you'd like. So boys, you've obviously got your shorts or your trousers. You can wear your shorts all year round if you wish. If you're used to the Cornish weather, and you don't mind getting a bit cold in the winter, we've got some students who wear their shorts all year round.
Daniel, what do you?
Yeah, but definitely have a skirt for the summer though, because the school gets really
gets
hot.
So
yeah.
Hot.
Some of the rooms get, like, up in languages and maths, the rooms get so, so hot.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And always have a water bottle on you.
Yeah. And then, do you know about the PE kit as well? So, what's the PE kit like?
So that's actually not bad. Yellow top, t-shirt,
and then you can wear like any black bottoms you like as long as they're full black.
Yeah.
Like no patterns or anything.
That's it. And then if you do like football ever, it's just set socks.
Yeah.
Or they have spare stuff. Mm-hmm.
And they have
if
hoodies,
you do actually forget.
Like for sports fixtures.
So it's pretty
boys. So yeah, so you've got, yeah, the PE kit's a bit more relaxed, isn't it? So you've got your yellow top, as we said, and then something, whatever you want on your bottom half. And then it, the information for that should be in your transition pack. So we use something called, I think it's ProServe for them. So you can order your PE kit from there. Oh, you can also get it at Vivian's Weybridge, Beth was telling me as well.
How many children are in each form group or each class?
25 and 30.
Yeah. the average is about 30, but in your year group, we've got a particularly high number of students. So in your group, there will actually be about 31 or 32 in the tutor group. So there's quite a lot of students joining us, which is great. But
when forms get smaller.
Go on, Beth, do you want to explain that a bit? Year 10.
Yeah, when you get to year 10, there's an extra form made. So then, like, three or four from each form go into a new form, so the forms are a bit smaller, so you get don't really change anything, really.
Meant to be a bit more one-to-one with your teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, you definitely stay in the same tutor group for at least up until year 8. Sometimes they might change in year 9, but it will. It's definitely the same for year 7 and year 8. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Any others?
What class do you do?
What different types of lessons?
Clubs.
Oh, clubs.
Heaps of sports.
There's boys and girls.
That's like different every week.
Netball,
hockey,
cricket, football, cricket.
And there's the gym. You can go to the gym after school like every day.
Yeah.
So you get a membership. Science club.
Yeah.
Science club. Homework club.
Yeah.
You can't do your homework at home.
Drama.
Yeah. Drama.
Oh, DT. The DTs do clubs. They do DT baking, don't they?
That's, yeah, usually like
around certain times
a year.
Yeah. And textiles. Yeah, they've got a dance club. Lego.
Every Wednesday, there's like an actual dance. A person comes in every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like 3:30 or something.
Rugby.
Mm. Got a Lego club, a robotics club, music, loads of music clubs. Oh, there's so many, honestly.
Choir.
What we do is we put up on your tutor notice board, there'll be a list of all the clubs that you can attend, and then you'll know when they are. So there's so much to choose from. So my advice is get involved with as much as you can if you want. And there's lots and lots to choose from. There's something for everybody.
Do you, girls and boys get changed in separate rooms for PE?
Yeah.
We have like big girls changing rooms, and then the other side is the big boys changing rooms.
And it's just all these strips, you put your bag down, and then there's
different benches. Yeah, like there's hooks in the bench and stuff. It's cool.
Showers, and there's
toilets. The girls is really nice and smells nice, but I've not been in the boys.
Oh, the boys, the boys stinks. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have had some air fresheners in there over summer. Any other questions?
Vanessa's got one. Can you shout it?
How many classes?
Oh, sorry, you just broke up a bit there. Could you repeat the question?
How many classes are you allowed to take?
Oh, for your options, four, and then you have science, maths, English, and EPR. Or you can do VP, so you only have two, and then you have a day a week out of school, and then that starts in year 9, and you go to a place where you've chosen to go, and you just, people do like farming, some people do building.
But usually it's four.
Yeah,
normally
it's four.
Yeah, that's, year 8.
That's your core subjects of English, maths, science.
Do you have separate playgrounds for the different year groups?
Oh, it's all like one big one, isn't it? But then you have different areas for each year group.
Year 7 have got like their own area.
But you can go in. Oh,
yeah, it's a year 7 quiet area.
Year 7 is allowed to move around.
Yeah, that, yeah, they can, but you're meant to stay sort of near the...
Yeah, like, yeah, the older groups mix.
Yeah.
And the canteens are split as well, so there's, like, year 7 and 8 in the junior canteen, and then year 9, 10, 11 in the senior canteen.
Yeah, so you can move around, as the girls are saying. Like, you can move around. There's also the tennis courts to play in. So if you want to kick a ball around or play basketball or something, you can go to the tennis courts. But yeah, there are designated year 7, year 8, year 9, year 10 and 11. But sometimes people can mix.
And then in the summer, everyone's on the field.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, in the summer, the field's open and then everyone can mix in the field together.
What school dinners can we get?
What school dinners do we have?
School
dinners.
Oh, that's so good. They're actually really, really good. Really? You said that one, didn't
you? No, I can't remember. Yeah, what sort of things do we get?
Pizza, there's every dinner's pizza.
Grapes and panini.
Pasta.
You can get pizza at like break and at lunch.
What's the type? Stir fry. There's like main meals every day, so it's like roast dinners.
The sausage rolls.
Salad.
Curry.
Drink. Like donuts pasta, and
cake and
brownies,
loads of things.
Basically, there's so many options and it's great.
Yeah,
so you get one choice or two choices. Yeah, so in secondary school, that's one of the really good things that you become a lot more independent and you can make a lot more of your own choices. So especially at like, yeah, your break and lunchtime. So your parents or carers can put some money on your account or you can bring some cash in. And then you pay at the tier with your thumbprint or PIN number.
But you have a £5 limit.
You do. That's a very good point.
You can't spend over £5 a day.
You can buy about £5 a day. And you can't go to the minuses, so they'll make you put it back.
Oh, you can go minus £2.20.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's lots of variety, which you'll look forward to. We have like fish and chip Friday and like roasts on Wednesday. So there's either sit down meals or you can like grab something and go. So it depends what you're after.
Good, isn't it?
Any other questions?
Yeah, we've got another one. Does the school have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, but it's not very good.
Yeah, we can't use it on your phone though.
It doesn't work at all.
Computers.
Yeah.
But so, 4G's
there. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There is school Wi-Fi, but nobody uses it, like the students. On your computer.
Like, yeah.
You each have your own computer account, so all your stuff is like all separate. Yeah. You have a number and then your password.
Any last questions before we have to go?
Also, are you allowed to take? Are you allowed to take computers from school home to do your homework if you don't have computers at home?
No. If you're pupil premium, you could speak to the pupil premium team. We do have some laptops available for those people who are pupil premium. So when you come to our school, we'll have a meeting with everybody who is pupil premium, and then we will speak to those people who might need that laptop access. Okay. If you're not pupil premium though, and you do still need access to laptops, if you speak to myself or your tutor, we could also look into getting things sorted out for you as well.
Okay.
That's all of our questions.
Brilliant. That's good.
If we think of any more, I can email you with a child's question or something, can't I?
Yeah, of course you can. And also, I think we mentioned this before, you can also look on our website. We've put our videos up now for all of our tutors. So all of our tutors have done a welcome video. Myself and Mr. Petchy have done a virtual tour of the school, and we've also done a question and answer session ourselves. So we've basically looked at everyone's letters, and we've taken out loads of questions and we've answered them. So there were links sent out in your transition packs. So you can either type in the links from your letter, or you can go onto our website and just click on the link and it will take you to the videos. So there's some more questions on there. So yeah, you can listen to those, and you're more than welcome to email me and we'll get back to you as well.
Okay. All right, guys.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you to my year 10 students. Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you all. And I look forward to meeting you all in September.
Woo! Exciting.
I know. Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.